Mark Sanchez to plead guilty in attack on 69-year-old truck driver. By Marianne Angela on September 3, 2026. Former NFL quarterback Mark Sanchez agreed to plead guilty in the Indianapolis case stemming from an October 2025 altercation with a 69-year-old truck driver, according to court records filed Thursday. Attorneys filed a motion in Marion County Superior Court asking the judge to scrap the trial date and set this matter for a guilty plea and sentencing hearing, TMZ Sports reported. Online records do not show which counts Sanchez intends to plead to. A judge still has to accept the plea. Nick Sanchez Jr., the former quarterback's brother and legal advisor, welcomed the filing. "This is a positive development. We are finalizing an agreement with the prosecutor's office that provides a path toward resolving the state's case. We're also encouraged by the constructive conversations taking place regarding the related civil matter. There is real momentum toward bringing this entire chapter to a close," he said. Mark Sanchez agrees to plead guilty in stabbing case. Pro Football Talk, at Pro Football Talk, September 3, 2026. The felony count is battery resulting in serious bodily injury, punishable by 1 to 6 years. Three misdemeanors round out the case. They are public intoxication, battery resulting in injury, and unlawful entry of a motor vehicle. Trial was set to begin Tuesday. It had been pushed back 5 times before that. Defense attorneys asked that sentencing be held November 9 or November 16. Matt Galitko, who represents truck driver Perry Toll, said much the same. "Our discussions have been productive and we're on a positive path toward an agreement that will allow the parties to move forward. Mr. Toll appreciates the progress we have achieved and looks forward to an amicable resolution," Galitko said. Toll was 69 and working that night, collecting used cooking oil from an alley near a downtown hotel. Police were called around 12:35 a.m. on October 4, 2025. A police affidavit alleges Sanchez, who smelled of alcohol, accosted the driver over parking. Video showed him grabbing Toll and throwing him toward a wall, according to the affidavit. The driver pepper sprayed him. It slowed Sanchez only briefly. When he advanced again, Toll pulled a knife. Sanchez went to the hospital with stab wounds to the right side of his upper torso. Toll was cut through the cheek. Questioned at the hospital, Sanchez told officers his only memory was reaching for a window. Marion County Prosecutor Ryan Mears upgraded the case to a felony 2 days later, citing the extent of Toll's injuries and his age. Investigators found the surveillance footage consistent with Toll's claim of self-defense. Fox Sports cut ties with Sanchez in November and replaced him with Drew Brees. Toll's civil suit against Sanchez and the network is still pending. Online, the commenters went straight to the butt fumble. As a condition of his settlement, Mark and his attorneys have agreed to playing for the Jets for a period of no less than 3 years. Any violation of his parole condition would revert the sentence to prison time. Trash Buffet, at Mall Politer, September 3, 2026. Only Mark Sanchez could make the butt fumble seem like a Super Bowl victory in comparison to his post-playing career. Saving Souls Ministries, at Saving Souls CH, September 3, 2026. A low point, I'm sure, but still not as bad as the butt fumble. Judge Smales, at Smales, September 3, 2026.